Okay, I was asked to say a var on a Musa Sefer, and I decided to go through the Siddur, which I feel is a very chashuva Musa Sefer, and I'd like to quote to you as a hakdama the words of Rav Volva Shlita in his Sefer Ali Shur. Sefer Ali Shur, Chelik Aleph, on page Chav Ches. Rav Volva writes, Hasidur, Hu HaSefer, HaOmoik VaHaKosha BeYoiser. The Siddur is the Sefer that's the deepest, HaOmoik VaHaKosha BeYoiser, Mikol HaSvarim B'Torah Shebaal Peh, from all the Svarim in Torah Shebaal Peh, that means all the Masechtas, all the Midrashim, everything in Torah Shebaal Peh, Shehen Chilunu Rabbeinu HaChazal, that Rabbeinu Chazal left over for us. There's a lot of Svarim in Torah Shebaal Sam, there's Chamishah Chamshay Torah, there's Nevi'im, Meksuvim, but of all the Svarim of Torah Shebaal Peh, which include Bava Metzia and include a lot of very Shvera things, include Zohar, everything, Torah Shebaal Peh, the hardest Sefer and the deepest Sefer is our Siddur, the Siddur that we use every day. So this is a mind-boggling thing that Rav Volva is saying, and he obviously doesn't mean that the taicha of the words is so much more difficult than the taicha of any hard masechta, and the concepts are not harder than the concepts that appear in Sisrei Torah and the Kabbalah. But what he means is that in the Siddur there is so much going on besides, first of all, understanding what you're saying, understanding why you're saying certain things in different places. The half of davening is Tehillim, but David HaMelech wrote it and put it in order in Tehillim, and we say this part is in Shachas, and in Michan, and in Meirv. Why do we say each thing in each place? What concepts, what are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to bring out with each tefillah? And to understand exactly why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah put each thing in each place, there's very, very deep things. There are people who have pirushim on tefillah. I, Baruch Hashem, got a lot of svarim recently on inyanim of tefillah, and some people explain things al derech hapshat, some al derech kabbalah. The Arizal has a sefer called Sefer HaKavonos, where he explains all the davening. Every tefillah has nothing to do with what you think it has to do with. You're asking about Atachonim Adam Das, really you're being Mitzar of Shem Yisaf Hashem and creating Olamos and things, mamish, a lot of deep things are going on according to the Mekubalim, and that's not what the point of this Vat is. We're going to go through, hopefully, the Siddur Al Derech HaPshat with explaining things from a Farshim that can give us a little bit more of a depth. Unfortunately, yeshivas, usually we don't learn Bir HaTefillah. The last time I learned Bir HaTefillah in an organized way, it was in 6th grade. And therefore, even if I remember every single thing that my Rebbe said when I was in 6th grade, which I won't say how many years ago that was, that means the best case scenario, I'm davening like a 10-year-old or 11-year-old. A person has to learn the Siddur at some point later than that in order to make his tefillah meaningful the way it should be. So the one thing I want to start with Moida Ani, manage the beginning of the Siddur. But before I say that, I was looking into a little bit, what is the word, what does the word tefillah mean? How do you say that we daven? Tefillah, person is mispalo. Tefillah, tough pay, lamed hey. What is that word? Yeah, it is very hard to find. What is the shayrish of that word and what does it mean? That's obviously a very important thing when a person is trying to daven the right way and understand tefillah. You have to know what is tefillah. What are we doing? We're asking Hashem for our things. It doesn't say we're being mavakish. It says we're being mispalo. So what does the word tefillah mean? So I looked around and I saw that the Mefarshim talk, it's not like one simple agreed upon pshat. Mefarshim say a bunch of different things, but what I saw something fascinating was in the Maharal. The Maharal has a sefer called Be'er HaGoyle, and in that sefer he has many different Be'erois, which are different wells, different prakim that he calls Be'erois. In Be'er Revi, the fourth Be'er, Ois Beis, the Maharal says that the word tefillah means Machsheves HaLev, something that a person thinks, and therefore when we ask things from Hashem, we request, we ask Him for das, we ask Him for slich of a kapara, we ask Him for parnasa, all the things that we ask Hashem, that's called tefillah, because tefillah means machsheves halev. Now what does that mean? The pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi, that when Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef after all the years, says, ra'oif anecha lo'ifi lo'ti. I never thought I was going to see you, and here now I see your children. Right? Filoti, pei lamed lamed, that is the shayrish, the pei lamed is the shayrish of the word tefillah. That's what the Maharal says. So what does filoti mean? I didn't think, Rashi says, lo chashavti, I didn't think that I was going to see you. And now I'm seeing even my grandchildren. So you see, the word tefillah, the essence of the word tefillah, the shayrish of the word tefillah, means machsheves halev. We think, what is tefillah? Tefillah is a request, we're asking Hashem, we're praising Hashem. No, the word tefillah is machsheves halev, thinking. And the Maharal says, what does that mean? Because when a person is davening, the yesod of tefillah is kavana u machshava sheyase Hashem cheftzoy uritzoyna. Again, kavana u'machshava, that means to concentrate and to think. Shayasa Hashem cheftoi uritzoinu, that Hashem should do what He wants and what He needs, what He desires. What does that mean? The words that we say in our tefillah is just expressing our bakasha, expressing what we want. But what is the essence of tefillah? What is the yisoid of tefillah? The word tefillah, the pei lamed of tefillah, means our thoughts. That means when a person is davening, he's not just supposed to be running through the words that it says in the siddur. He has to be thinking. Atochonin l'adam das. Das comes from Hashem. Please, I need das. I want to understand Torah. I want to make the right decisions in life. Please, Hashem, I know it all comes from you. Give me das. Next. I need to do tshuva. I have a difficult past. Please, Hashem, help me do tshuva. Make me see the right derech. Give me kapara. Give me refuah. So words are just a way to internalize that machshava and to express it in a way that is a formal way. And you have to say the words. You can't just think the tefillah. But the essence of tefillah is the machshava, and that we see already before we open the siddur in the cover of the siddur when it says siddur tefillah. The word tefillah means a machshava, and that to me was a big chiddush because I thought tefillah is expressing your bakasha. The Maharal says it's true, it's expressing the bakasha, but that's just expressing the tefillah. The actual tefillah is the machshava that a person has. I think Lefi the Maharal, it's mamish beautiful what the Gemara says in Tainis, Daf Beis, the first Gemara in Tainis. It says that the Pasuk says, Ula avdei b'chol levavchem, to serve Hashem with all of your heart. Eizahi avoyde shebelev. What is the avoyde that we do to Hashem that's in our heart? Hevi oimer zu tefillah. This is tefillah. Tefillah is the avoyde shebelev. So Pashup Shad, everybody learns, that means that you're not supposed to only daven, you're supposed to also have kavana. But lefi the Maharal, it's mamish beautiful. We're not saying that there's a din in Hilchas Tefillah that you have to have kavana. That's what tefillah is. That's the definition of tefillah. The definition of tefillah is kavana. If a person davens without kavana, so he's not like missing a prat in tefillah, missing a certain criteria in tefillah. He's missing tefillah. That means he's saying words. He's opening a siddur and he's saying, but he's not davening. He's not davening, whatever davening means. But he's not doing tefillah. He's not being mispal. Mispal means when you're mitzayer and you're machshava, everything comes from Hashem, and I need many different things, and therefore I praise Hashem to understand that everything comes from Him, and to ask Hashem, and we express our tefillah with words. But the word tefillah is really the machshava. I once heard a shmuz, someone quoted over from Eliel Lapian, that he said that if the Gemara says that tefillah is called avoyde shebelev, that means that just like every mitzvah has an aver that you're supposed to do the mitzvah to, say tefillin. Tefillin, what's the aver of tefillin? You put the tefillin on your rosh, you put the tefillin on the arm. That's the aver of the mitzvah of tefillin. So the aver of the mitzvah of tefillah is lev. The Gemara says it's avoyde shebelev. So Rabbi Eliel Lapian said once in the shmuz that if a person davens without kavana, it's like putting on tefillin on your leg. It's like grabbing tefillin on your leg. You're doing the mitzvah, you're doing it with the wrong part of your body. So same thing, a person davens, you think like, okay, he didn't have kavana, so it's not such a good tefillah, it's a better tefillah, worse tefillah. No, a person who davens without kavana, he missed the boat. That means he davened without kavana, that means he put on tefillin on his leg. He did the ma'aseh mitzvah, but on the wrong aver. So that's why it's important before we get started just to appreciate what we're going through, to understand the davening, the words of the davening, and therefore to hopefully enhance our kavana in the tefillah. It's not that we're enhancing our kavana in the tefillah. We're enhancing our tefillah. We're making it that our kavana will now be a kavana that's a real kavanas hatefillah, to understand, to approach davening the right way. So I want to start right in the very beginning, which is not brachas, which is not hoidu, despite what many people feel the beginning of davening is. The beginning is right when the yid wakes up in the morning. Moida ani lefanecha. Better said, Moida ani lefanecha. The stress when you read Lashon Kodesh correctly is always on the last syllable. Moida ani lefanecha, unless there's indication otherwise. So that's what the yid starts every morning. He thanks Hashem. Moida ani lefanecha. I thank you, Hashem, Melech Chai v'Kayom, Shechazarta bi nishmasi b'chemlo, that you have returned to me my neshama b'chemlo with rachmanas. Rabu amunasech. So let's go through this one thing at a time. First of all, what is the source of Moida ani? No Rishonim discussed Moida ani. I looked at all the Pirushim on Tefillah. Now, in the times of Rishonim, they did not say Moida ani. When they woke up in the morning, they washed Megavasa, they did not say Moida ani. The source of Moida ani, the Mishnah Brewer brings down in Siman Aleph, Sif Katan Ches, he says when a person wakes up, he should say Moida ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayom. He brings down exact Nusach the way we've been saying it for many generations. He says the Makar is the Seder Hayoim. So that to me was very interesting because I had never heard of the Seder Hayoim. So who's the Seder Hayoim that started it, and when exactly did this start, the minute to say Moida ani the way we have it? So the Seder Hayoim, I found the Sefer in the Oitzah Asorim in the Mir Yeshiva, Seder Hayoim lives 500 years ago in Tzfas, the same time that the Arizal was in Tzfas and the Beis Yosef was in Tzfas, the highest point in Yiddishkeit in Tzfas, the Seder Hayoim was a Yid, his name was Rav Moshe ben Yehuda Machir, Rav Moshe ben Yehuda Machir, he was someone on, like the Arizal makes face of, is like on the border between the Rishonim and Achronim. They're referred to usually as the early Achronim. So Rav Moshe ben Machir, he has a Sefer Seder Hayom. I open up the Sefer, and the first page of the Sefer Seder Hayom, he says a person should wake up. Zvizos, he says, Uvakuma, when a person wakes up, Yoyim Amiyad, he should say right away, Moida Ani Lefonecho, Melechai V'Kayom, Shechazat, Tabinus Masiva, Chamor, Rabba Munosecha, Mamash Nusach. And he adds something which the Mishnah Berurah also adds, but now I saw that the source was from the Seder Hayom, not the Mishnah Berurah himself. He says, Ve'ein Tzorach Nazel Antilas Yadayim. That means before you wash negavasa, that's after you get out of your bed, or after you sit up if you have negavasa next to your bed. But you don't need netilas yadayim to say moida ani. Why is that? Moida ani is not a pasuk. Moida ani does not have Hashem's name. It doesn't have shakai or elokim. It doesn't have any name of Hashem or nickname of Hashem, nothing of the sort. It just is a pashat, a yid wakes up and he thanks Hashem for bringing him back, his neshama, and for allowing him to wake up. So this is something that we say the first thing every day, the first message that a yid internalizes is the message of Moida Ani Lefonecha. And again, as soon as he wakes up, when he realizes that now it's time to wake up, so he should, even before sitting up on his bed, he should say these words, Moida Ani Lefonecha Melech HaMekayim, and right away he's starting off his day in the proper way. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that that the first message of a yid is that when he wakes up is Hakaras HaToiv, because that's something that's so fundamental in our Avodas Hashem, Hakaras HaToiv. I'll get to it in a second, but I just want to first touch the words Moida Ani Lefanecha. What does that mean? How does it say in the English learning? Tell me. Moida Ani Lefanecha, I thank you Hashem, I'm grateful to you Hashem, I give thanks before you. Moida Ani Lefanecha. So what does that mean? Moida is a lashon like we say in Hebrew. Rabbi Tala, how do you say in Hebrew thank you? Todah Rabah, Todah. So what's Moida? Moida means, I thank you, right? That's what it says in also the Ram. I'm grateful to you, I give thanks to you. However, learning Bava Metzia, you should know that the word Moida in Lashon Kodesh means two different things. First of all, you know by Moida B'Miktas. So Moida B'Miktas doesn't mean he thanks him partly. What does Moida mean? Moida means he admits, right? That's what it means. Moida means to thank, Lashon Todah Rabah, to thank. A person brings a carbon of thanks, it's called carbon Toida. It's the same Shairish, that's Moida. But also when a person admits to something, when he admits to something, if you say I owe you $100 and I admit to part of that, so I'm called Moida B'Miktas, I admit partway. So what I would like to suggest, something that I hold is very true, is that these two, whenever two words in Lashon Kodesh, the same word means two different things, they must be related. Because this is not a funny language, this is Lashon Kodesh, what Hashem gave the Torah with this Lashon. So if the word Moida means to admit and to give thanks, these two things must be related. And if you think a little deeply into it, you realize that these things go hand in hand. What is the idea of thanking someone? Step one of thanking someone is to admit that you've received something good from him. So let's say a guy gives you a ride home. You could convince yourself, oh, he was going home anyway. So what did he do for me? So you're not going to thank him. You're not going to appreciate what he did for you because you haven't admitted that you got anything from him. If a guy lives on the other side of town and he drives you home, it's very easy to admit that he did you a favor. That's when you thank a person. Of course, you realize that you're supposed to thank a person. You're supposed to admit that you received a favor, even if it is on the way, because he didn't have to open the door for you. He didn't have to let you in. Of course, the first step of thanking someone is to admit that you got something from him. And the truth is, if you think about it, that is the lashon of Hakaras HaToiv. How would you define Hakaras HaToiv? You appreciate something. Hakara means to recognize. Hakaras HaToiv, you recognize the good. That means you recognize that you've received something from someone. The expression of Hakaras HaToiv is to pay him, to do him a favor back, to say thank you. That's how we express Hakaras HaToiv. But the alf beis of Hakaras HaToiv is to be makir, to recognize that you've received something. So I think when we wake up in the morning, as groggy as we are, but when a person says Moida Ani Lefanecha, he should think in mind that the word Moida Taka means thanks, like it says in the English Siddurim. But the first step of thanking is coming to the Hakara that when a person goes to sleep, unfortunately we know many stories where people went to sleep and didn't wake up in the morning. And every morning we're zoicha to a matana that Hashem gives us, that after we went to sleep, we wake up now refreshed. So the first thing we have to do, and this is the first message that a yid internalizes in the morning, Moida Ani Lefanecha, I give thanks before you, I admit that I'm only in this world, I only woke up today because of you, and therefore I thank you for that. So I'm not arguing on the Siddur, the English Siddur, Moida Ani Lefanecha does mean I thank you. I'm just explaining a little bit of a deeper way that the idea of thanking really comes with first admitting, being makir the toiva that you've received, and then thank Hashem. So what I'd like to say is that Hakaras HaToiv, being the first message that a person is supposed to absorb in the morning, is something very, very important in the whole Mahalach HaChayim, in the whole life of a Yid. Because part of our Avodas Hashem, besides knowing that we have certain rules and we have to do this, but a person could really come to grow in his Ruchnius if he has that midah of hakaras hatoyev, if he realizes everything that Hashem does for him, Hashem gives us health. You see so many people walking around with crutches or with a cast on an arm, and we have a hand and we have feet and we're walking around okay. So we're going to use it for the right things, because if we understand that everything that we have is a matana from Hashem, so we're not going to use those things that Hashem gives us to rebel against Him. There's an amazing shita mikubetzes in Bava Kama, Tavtzadi Beis. The Shita Mikubetzes usually is malakut from Rishayim, usually just Pirushim on the Gemara. Here he brings from the Rimigash, which is one of the Rishayim, the Rebbe of the Rambam, and he tells a story about his Rebbe, the Rif. The Rimigash's Rebbe was the Rif. What happened? The Maridika story. The Rif one time got sick, and the doctor suggested that he should go to a certain merchatz, to a certain bathhouse, that would be very therapeutic for him. So he went to that bathhouse, and Itaka got better. After a few weeks, he got better. He used the bathhouse mamash very often, and he got better. What happened was, the person who owned this bathhouse, he became poor. He was Yerid Menachasov, and he had to sell the bathhouse in order to make money. So they needed to bring bring Dayanim down to the bathhouse to evaluate exactly how much it was worth. And they were going to say how much it was worth in order that he should be able to sell it and get a certain price for it. So the Gadol Hador was the Rif. They brought the Rif to evaluate how much the bathhouse was worth. So the Rif says, Loi odun v'loi oire b'merchatzeh. I can't paskin on this merchatz. Why? Loi b'mecher v'loi b'shuma, not in a sale, not in evaluation. L'fisha nis ha'nesi mimeni. Because I had enough from it. I have a karas hatoiv to this merchatz because I was nenef, I got pleasure and I was cured with the help of this merchatz. Therefore, I have a shaychas to this merchatz. I was nenef from this merchatz. I don't feel like an objective dayan. So the Rimagash says, look at my Rebbe. He won't paskin about a merchatz. He won't evaluate a merchatz because he has a karas hatoiv to an inanimate object. The merchatz is not going to say you're welcome when the Rif appreciates what the merchatz did. But the Rif was so, he worked on himself to understand that every toiv that you get, even from an inanimate object, is something that you have to recognize, and therefore you have a karas hatoiv even to a doimim, even to an inanimate object. So the Rimagash says, and this is what's brought in the Shita Mikubetzes, the im zeh bedoimim, if my Rebbe had such a karas hatoiv to an inanimate object, she'ein lo hargosha, that he has no feelings and no sensitivities, kol shekein v'kal v'choymer b'nei adam. Surely if you get a favor from a person who feels bad, if you take advantage of him and you don't say thank you, and feels very appreciated if you tell him thank you very much for giving me the ride or for helping me out in the house or whatever. So kal v'choymer b'nei adam ha'margishim. So therefore you should definitely express your hakaras hatoiv. And then the Rimagash ends off, and this is why I brought this in. V'oid yoyser kal v'choymer klapei Hashem. Shemimenu nishba hatoiv ha'gomor. From Hashem is where we have the toiv ha'gomor, everything that's totally good. Sheroi lohoidois loy hoidah gemura. We have to thank Hashem, hoidah gemura, complete hoidah. V'loy yase mashe yaknitenu. V'loy mashe usanui loy. We'll get the lashon afterwards if anyone wants to write it down. But the idea is that Hashem gives us so much good, and we're going to take all the good that Hashem gives us and do something with our evarim that Hashem hates. So that's not hakaras hatoiv. So we see from the Rif, you have hakaras hatoiv even to a daimim. Surely we could learn in our hanoga by adam lachaveroi to have hakaras hatoiv to people who do things for us, and then eventually to come to that hakaras hatoiv to Hashem. And that's the idea. The Sefer HaChinuch, we'll just end with this, but the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, when he's talking about Kibur Avaim, he says one of the ideas of the Shoresh of the Mitzvah Kibur Avaim is that you have to have a karas hatoiv to your parents. They brought you into this world. Some parents are easier to deal with than others, but the parents do favors for the children, and children have to have a karas hatoiv for whatever good they receive from their parents. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, because when you have a karas hatoiv to your parents, you ingrain in yourself the midah of a karas hatoiv, and then you'll understand to have a karas hatoiv to Hashem. Because Hashem created you and your parents, and you'll realize how much you have to be nizhar b'avodas Yisbarach, how much you have to be so careful in avodas Hashem to do the right thing. And he says, his lashon is very important, that he says, it's roi la'adam sheyakir v'yigmol chesed l'misha asa imay ta'iva. It's very important, this is the shayrish of the mitzvah of kibbut avayim, it's roi, it's befitting for a person, sheyakir v'yigmol chesed l'misha asa imay ta'iva. And I think what he's saying in his lashon, if you can medayik the lashon achinuch, is what we said before, that there's two steps of hakaras hatoiv. To yigmol chesed, to express that hakaras hatoiv and to pay the person back, that's the second step. The first step is sheyakir. You have to be makir, you have to understand that we got a ta'iva. So that we're going to go through the whole Nusach HaMitz Hashem tomorrow night, Melech Chai V'Kayim, everything in Moed Ani. But just to start off with Moed Ani, to understand that this is the first message we have to internalize tomorrow morning, and that's Moed Ani L'fanecha, that everything that we get comes from Hashem, and our first breath in the beginning of the day, till the very end when we go to sleep at night, comes from Hashem, and when we're makir that, then we come to appreciate it and to thank Hashem and to start our day on the right foot.